Today's Yom Kippur Yomi is Siman Taf Kuf Nun Tes, and this is Yomi. It's going to be a two-day Yomi, and we're going to be finishing Hilchos Tisha B'Av, hopefully getting it in before Tisha B'Av. Amazing, amazing. This is going to be MB Yomi for next Monday and Tuesday as well. We're continuing in Sif Zion in Siman Taf Kuf Nun Tes. We had just seen that the Minag Et Amila on Tisha B'Av is indeed to have a kos, and what you would do with the kos is actually give it to a tinok, and the Shulchan Aruch though says, "Ima yoledes mitzuyah b'makom amila yivarech al hakos." Says if the yoledes is there, meaning the one who gave birth to the baby is there, and she is therefore someone who's allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av and drink, so then you go ahead and make the bracha ala kos, v'tishta mimena yoledes, and we let the yoledes drink from the kos. V'hu tishma habracha, v'lo tafsik bedvarim, bein shmias habracha l'shtiyas hakos. And the woman should, of course, hear the bracha, and there should not be any hefsek between the hearing of the bracha and the drinking of the kos. V'meinisham, and if the yoledes is not there at the bris mila on Tisha B'Av, yivarech ala kos, you can make a bracha ala kos, we paskin that you could have a kos, and you make a bracha of the birchas hamila on the kos, the yatim latinokos, and you give it to the atinokos to drink, a child to drink from at the bris mila. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Hayoledes sif chavtes, hayin le'el sim and tafkof and dalid, sif vav, Mishnah Brura shams. So check out there, tafkof and dalid, and the Mishnah Brura over there, where we saw that the haskama of the achronim is that the ikar adin, the yoledes, does not need to go ahead and fast all 30 days. Still, the minhag is for her to fast, as the Rama writes there, as long as she doesn't have tsar, gadol, the minhag is for her to fast. Now, regardless of this, the poskim now say that it's really very different today, the nature of the drinking of wine, and the drinking of wine as part of the suda, and they poskim, Rabbi Yoshev and others say that under no circumstances today should the wine be given to the yoledes. This is how they poskim. This is the Rabbi Yoshev and Rav Karlitz b'shem the Chazon Ish, that the yoledes does not drink from the kos yayin of the mila. So that means that we always give it to the tinokos. So let's look at the sifkat lamed, the tinokos. Lo cheshin adoma asilis ragel v'lishdos af begaduso. And we're not concerned at all that this child will become accustomed to it and drink even when he is a gadol, kevan she'eino davar kavua, because this is not something that is kavua. Like, for example, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbos, that's a different story, right? Afal gabi gabi Abdullah shechal Tisha B'Av Motzei Shabbos, even though by Abdullah, where Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbos, chayshina, we're concerned, v'ein no s'nin latinokos, and we don't give to latinokos. Right? When it comes to Tisha B'Av, we do not make Havdalah a la kos. We wait until Motzei Tisha B'Av on Sunday night. That's what we're going to do this year. That's because, according to our calendars nowadays, it's possible that you could have every 3 or 4 years Tisha B'Av falling out on Motzei Shabbos. And it becomes like something that's a davar kavua, which a kid could become accustomed to, and therefore we do not give a kos and have a katan drink, and we do not make havdalah at all on Motzei Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. However, mashen came b'mila she'ein la kviyas klal lo chashin azeh. As opposed to a mila, there's no kviyas, there's no normal situation where this katan is going to go ahead and drink some from the kos of someone who made a bracha ala kos on a mila. And therefore, we give it to a tinokos. We give it to a child. Okay, sif ches, bal bris loyvesh begadim acher. Bris can wear other clothes. Ach lo levonim mamish, but he doesn't go and put on mamish clean, mamish levonim laundered, clean, washed clothes. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan lamet aleph begadim acherim umutarim laachlif ha kutonas kemo b'shabbos chazon. He could change his shirt, like on Shabbos Chazon. Sif katan lamet beis. Look at first the Rama. The Rama says, Haga, the abia bein, the hamoel, the hasandak, kulam nikroim bale bris. The father and the moel and the son, that are all considered the Balei Bris. L'gabi this, umuter l'vosh b'gdei Shabbos, they could wear b'gdei Shabbos, l'achar shegamru ha'kinos, after the kinos is finished, u'boin l'mol ha'tinok, and they come and they can, during this time, they go and they have the mila with the tinok, and they wear the clothes of Shabbos during the mila, aval yo libishu l'vonim, but they should not go ahead and be wearing l'vonim, okay, nice, clean, and laundered white clothes. We see the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Lamed Beis, Vavi Aben, Behu Adin Imo, also the mother, the father, and the mother are considered the Balei Bris. They can wear Big Day Shabbos. Sukkot Lamed Gimel, Big Day Shabbos. They can change into Big Day Shabbos. V'mhein chadoshim sheh nika ragiyot behen. However, if they're brand new clothes where it's clear that you can see how they're pressed perfectly, also the lashon, you can't go ahead and wear them. However, the Big Day Yeshua says it's dafka that mamish new. Ava b'lav hafi afshe nika ragiyot shalem mutter. But regardless, if you could see the folds of the clothes sharply ironed and things like that, that's okay. Sif cutting lamet down, they come to be mol v'tinok. L'achar mila poshim b'gdayim. But after the meal, they have to change out of their clothes. Now, it should be pointed out that there's an earlier Sharetzion that actually in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph that says it brings down the Yad Ephraim that you should not wear big day Shabbos even during the Mila of a Tisha B'Av, and seems to be Seiseh the Ramah over here. So there are those that say it doesn't really mean Mamish Big Day Shabbos, Lav Dafka, just means other clothes. So you see, he says you shouldn't wear Levanim, like Mamish, you know, white and nice clothes. So again, a little unclear. Let's move weiter. Sif Tes. Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, V'nidche Liyoyim Rishon, Bal Bris Mespalel Mincha, Be'orayon Godel Godol, the rochets the enu mashan taniso l'fishe yom tov shalohu. It says Tisha B'Av that actually falls out on Shabbos and it's postponed to a Sunday. Baal bris mispalel mincha. The baal bris can daven mincha. Again, this is not like this year. This year Sunday is actually Tisha B'Av, but other years Sunday, which is Tisha B'Av, is really Shabbos at Tisha B'Av. So when Shabbos is Tisha B'Av and it is postponed, what's called a nidche to yom rishon to Sunday. So in that case, the baal bris. And you have a bris that falls out on that Sunday, which is a nidcha. So the Baal Bris, and we saw that the Baal Bris is the Aviyah Ben, or the Ima of the Ben, the father, the mother of the Ben, the Moel, which is the one that does the Mila, the Sandek is the one that holds the baby. So these are all Baal Bris. They daven Mincha, Biod Hayom Gadol, while the day is still a significant part of the day, meaning early afternoon, the Rochets, and he can then go ahead and actually do Rochitza. He can wash himself for the bris. The Eino Mashem Taniso. He doesn't have to finish the Tainus. The Fisha Yomto Shalohu, because it's their Yomto. The Balei Bris, it's their Yomto. Now, this is not true, obviously, on regular Tisha B'Av. On regular Tisha B'Av, we saw the halachas that they can't even drink the wine of the bris. And regardless of when the bris was, before Chatzos, after Chatzos, they have to fast the whole day. But this is Anitche. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Lamed Hei V'Nitche. If the mila falls in on Tisha B'Av, shalom nidche, falls in on Tisha B'Av where there is no nidche, tzarech lashem matinus, they have to, the Balei Bris has to finish the fast, they have to fast the whole day. Lav davke b'Tisha B'Av, not only on Tisha B'Av, duha din b'stam tinus shegazru atzibor. And this is any tinus that we have on the tzibor, meaning all the other fast days, o b'chol ar b'tzomos in lo ayu d'chuyin, meaning all other, even if it's not like mamish a tinus tzibor, because we don't really have full blown tinus tzibors today, but even the other fasts of the Balei Tzomos, right, Shabbos Abatam is the Sarbateve. So Gedalia, if they're not Bechuyin, if they're not postponed to a Sunday, Tzarech LaHashlem, the Baal Bris has to finish the fast, has to finish the Tainus. B'chein Adin L'Inyan Chasan, same thing would apply to a Chasan, B'yom Chupaso, if the Chasan, if it was the day of his Chupa, Stam Tainus, Simon, a regular Tainus. Let's say it was a regular Tainus that they established, and it happened to be the day of a wedding, of a Chasan. O B'chol Arbet Somos, in Lo Hayut Chuyin, or if it was Arbet Somos, where it wasn't Tuchuyin, Tzarech Lashem Matainis, the Chasson would have to go ahead and finish Tainis, but Nosne Nakos Latino Klishtos, and they would go ahead and give the kos of the Chasana to a Tinok to drink, Avalim Hayu Tuchuyin Ein Tzarech Lashem, and however, if it was a postponed to a Sunday, they would not have to go ahead and finish the fast. Again, very rarely we do seem to have such a wedding on these days, but again, in the scenarios that it would be permissible, We move weiter, who says, who, right, so if it's a duchuyin, ein sarach l'ashlim, v'mutar l'shtos ha-kos, and he would be permitted to drink the kos, v'chein l'chol, and he'd be able to eat the chasan after the chuppah, the regal shalohu, because it is his regal. Now, there we'll see a shartzion coming up, that on other fast days, that are nidchim, you can be mekel with the Baal Bris, and the chasan, and the yom chuppah, that they wouldn't need to go ahead and fast at all the whole day. But we'll see the Mishnah there, and we'll discuss this more at length. Sif katan lamed vav, Baal Bris, b'chal zeh avi ha-ben, who's the Baal Bris? As we said, it's the father, imo, the mother, the mo'el, and the sandak. Aval lo ha-machnes v'ha-motzi, not the person who brings the child in and out, what we call the kavatas, the chol shekein, sharakuyim, other people that are called up at the Bris, mikomakom, afshim term lechol. Now, even though these individuals are allowed to eat, lo yasu bayom suta gedola, you should not make a big, big party on this day. Kamosha osim b'shayyamim ilu lo hayav tishabav. And they should not go ahead and make a big party that they would make ordinarily if the day wasn't tishabav. They're allowed to eat. It's their yom tov, but it shouldn't be the same level of party, even though it is a tishabav that's a nidche. Siv kam lam zayin pal mincha. They can go and daven mincha the Baal Bris, and after the mincha they can, as we said, they can go take a shower, and they don't have to finish their fast. Say this is already a mincha gedola after chatzos hayom, which is right a half hour after chatzos. Umuter achar kach lechol, and be permitted afterwards to eat. Ach tzarich lahavdil al kos kodesh yochol, but they have to make havdalah before they would eat. One second, we have to go take out the sif katan lamed ches shiyom tov shalohu. It says yom tov. Yesh orim shua din imchal pidyon aben b'tishah b'av shenidcha. Some say the same thing applies if it was a pidyon aben on a tishah b'av that was postponed to a Sunday. Nikra gam kein etzel yom tov. It's also considered yom tov for the person who's having the pidyon aben. Ve'avi ha-kohen ein tzrichin la'ashim ta'tainis. And the father and the kohen on the pidyon aben would not have to finish the ta'tainis on a Sunday where the tishah b'av was postponed to a Sunday, and the pidyon aben fell out on that nidche tishah b'av. U'mikoma kohen mutar la'asot ha-suda. Still, he can't make the suda. She'ein mitzvah ha-suda doche ha-tainis, because the mitzvah of the suda is not doche the fast. Normally in the Baal Bris, same thing by the Baal Bris. And this is specifically when the Pidyon HaBen falls out on the Zman. Shachal Yom Lamed Alav Shalom Bo Bayom. With the 31st day, Mamish falls out on that day. Aval Shalom Bizmano, but if it's not done Bizmano, Rafilu Haya Yom Lamed Alav B'Shabbos, and even if Yom Lamed Alav fell out on Shabbos, Afal Pikein, who Shalom Bizmano. Even so, that's still considered Lo Bizmano when done the next day on a Sunday. Then he would be tzrichin lahashlim, and he would have to finish the fast. Sif yud. Noagim shalo lishchol below shalo lahachin sarche suda ad achar chatzos. The minhag is not to shecht and not to prepare a meal until after chatzos on Tisha B'Av. So that means we should not prepare the food for Motzei Tisha B'Av. I say on Sunday, we should not prepare the food for the suda on Motzei Tisha B'Av until after chatzos. So a woman shouldn't be preparing for the meal for after Tisha B'Av, or whoever's going to be making the meal after until after Chatzos. V'hochem ala kvaros miyad shoch mitakneses. The Minag Ramah says to go to the Beis HaKvaros, to go to the cemetery after they left the shul on Tisha B'Av. V'mire meis b'Tisha B'Av. And if there was a mace situation where someone died on Tisha B'Av, ein omrim tzidik hadin, you do not say tzidik hadin, like for example, like on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say tzidik hadin at the Kvura, once again, because it is a moed, it's considered a moed, Tisha B'Av. Let's sifkat l'amit test. Noagim shalol lishchol, hainu l'osar, noagim l'chol basa b'layla. That's according to those that eat meat at night of Tisha B'Av. But those who have the minhag, which is the minhag kasher, and this is definitely a rule of Klal Yisrael, not to eat lechol gam b'leil asiri, also not to eat on most Tisha B'Av meat. Also, the shchol at Tisha B'Av, you wouldn't be able to shecht on Tisha B'Av at all. Afachar chatzos, even other chatzos. Rak lahachin shar tzarche suda, you'd be able to go ahead and prepare the rest of the suda, like making wacky mac or something like that. Mutar achar chatzos, that would be permitted after chatzos. If you want to make fish, it'd be permitted to do after chatzos. Kain kasev ataz, after the taz writes, uve sefer eliyarabba mekel bezeh, eliyarabba is mekel, uve makam atchak yesh lahakel, makam atchak, he can be mekel. Not that we're going to be doing too many shchitas on Tisha B'Av anyway. Let's move weiter. Sif katan mem, ad achar chatzos. You can't prepare the meal until after chatzos. for most of Tisha B'Av. The Aser L'Hakel B'Makom Shenagu Yisr, and it's Aser to go ahead and be Mekel, where there is this Minag not to do this, for it to be Aser. Achein L'Tzorah Sudas Mitzvah, however, for a Sudas Mitzvah, she had a Laila that will be at night after Tisha B'Av Mutter L'Shchot Afilu Kodem Chatzos. It will be permitted to Shecht even before Chatzos in order to have the Sudas Mitzvah after Tisha B'Av. Sifkan Mem Aleph, they used to go to the Kvarois. The Rama says, after they left Shul, Kvaros of Yisrael, they went to the Beis HaKvaros, Jewish cemeteries, Kedei Shivakshu, Alein Rachamim, that they would daven for us, and the Chliyos should trigger Rachamim for us. V'mein Shel Yisrael, and if there aren't Kvarim of Yisrael, he says, Holchem Afil Al Kibri Yakim, you go even to Goyish cemeteries, Lomar Sh'anu Chashuvim K'mesim, as basically symbolic that we are like Mesim. This is talking about to go to the Beis HaKvaros at a distance of Dalet Amos, not Mamish on the Kvaros. Because there's an Indian that maybe will be a debook of these Chitzainim, whatever that is. Should not go together as a group to the Beis HaKvaros, because then it becomes like a Tiyul, which is Aser on Tisha B'Av. The guy may be like a Sichas Chulin, and it becomes once it's a Tiyul, and people start talking about other nonsense, U'masichin Daitan Ma'Avelis, and you distract from the Avelis. Rak Yelich Yechidi, rather you should go by yourself, if you go to the cemetery, O'im Odecha, with one other person, Shalai Yisakul M'Davi B'Yinach Churban Aser B'Avelis, and you should keep focused on talking about the Churban and triggering thoughts of Avelis. It appears also and also appears that if having to go to the cemetery means that you're going to have to put on leather shoes because you can't, wear your other regular shoes, it's obviously better not to go to the cemetery if it means having to put on leather shoes in order to go to the cemetery. If there's a mace and a kavura on Tisha B'Av, you do not have tzidik hadin, as he said, the ikri moed, because it is considered like a moed, kenoima le'el v'reish ha-simen, like we said earlier, in the simen, ad kan hilchus Tisha B'Av. Technically, there's still hilchus Tisha B'Av in Tav Kuf Samich, it's under the greater category of hilchus Tisha B'Av, but it's really a separate halachas of hilchus zecher l'churban, which we will be doing next week, and that will be the official yoimi of Wednesday and Thursday of next week. This is the equivalent of Monday and Tuesday's Yoimi, Yud Av and Yud Aleph Av. That's today's Yoimi. Even though we're sending it out today on Erev Shabbos, Zayin Ba'av, but we have finished Yoimi through Yud and Yud Aleph, which is next Monday and Tuesday. Ad Kan.